Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi. I was just wondering, first off, did you guys have any available appointments today at all?
We are fully booked up. What was you needing to be seen, or what was your pet needing to be seen for?
So essentially, I have a duck, and we've just noticed that, like, over the past couple of days, well, actually, we sort of noticed it since we've had him, but he, like, almost just walks. I'd like to say, sorry, I don't know the actual term for it. It's almost like he walks on his elbows.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, he will stand up and get on his feet, but that's only if me or my partner, like, go and pick him up. And he's only a couple weeks old as well. But we've got three of them, and the other two, they're fine. Like, they'll get up and they'll walk around. But we've noticed that he, like, it's almost like he just shuffles on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like he prefers to not, I don't know, like, prefers to not walk around. And last night, like, me and my partner hadn't, because we have our ducks inside at the moment because they're still in, like, a brooder box with their heater. And we brought him out last night and, like, put him on our rug and tried to encourage him just to, like, stand up. And it's like when he stands up, it's like, you know, like when you sort of get, like, the shakes a little bit and then you sit, like, he would just sit down again.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what he's doing. And these ducks are literally, like, my partner's second children.
Yeah. And it's just the one that's presenting like this?
Yeah, he seems to be the worst one. We've got another one, and he does it sometimes, but he still gets up and, you know, walks around. And then we've got the third one, and he's just a heifer and get up and run around like a nutcase. So, yeah, it's just a bit strange, and yeah, my partner's a bit worried.
Yeah, how long have you had them for?
They would probably be roughly around, like, maybe three and a half weeks old.
Okay. Have you had them since then, or have you only had them for a couple of weeks?
Oh, we've literally had them since they were a day old.
Oh, okay, certainly. Yeah. Okay, and it's just progressively got worse, has it?
Yeah, well, I pointed it out to my partner, and he was like, oh, maybe it could just be, because in the breeder box we've got just, like, sort of, like, fine shavings. And then he thought, like, oh, maybe it could be an uneven surface and it feels slippery, so maybe that's why he could be shuffling. But then when we noticed all the other ducks were fine, like, getting up and walking around, we were like, well, clearly it's not the surface.
Yeah.
And then that's when we tried a different surface, and, yeah, he still really doesn't like to get up and walk around if we don't force him to.
Yeah, no, definitely. Let me just see what we can do.
Like, even if, like, as I said, also, how much are your consultations, I should ask?
Yeah, so you'd be looking at $170 for the consultation.
Yeah.
If any medications or treatment is required, then that's obviously additional to the consultation. But we could obviously let you know once we know what needs to be done, an estimate for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I could potentially get you in at 12 today.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can do an 11:30 tomorrow.
I'll probably take the 12 o'clock one, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay. Have you been to us here before with any other patients?
No.
No? Okay, I'll just grab some details here from you. What was your first name?
I'm Erin, E-R-Y-N.
And you're... Can you take it off caps lock?
That's okay.
And your surname, Erin?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
An excellent surname. That's mine too.
Oh, thank you.
And what's your email address, Erin?
So it's Erin Thomas, so E-R-Y-N-T-H-O-M-A-S 18 at iCloud.com.
Excellent. And your best contact number, is it the one that you're calling on now?
Yeah.
Excellent. And your address, Erin?
It is 44 Sports Ground Street, Redcliffe.
Nice and close.
Yes.
Here we are.
again. Water.
Okay, and this duck's name in question?
Did you just ask for the duck's name, sorry?
Yeah, yeah.
Myrtle.
Myrtle?
Yeah.
And Myrtle's a female?
We're not 100% sure on the gender as of yet.
Sure, yeah. That's fine. And you said she's about 3-4 weeks old.
Yeah.
Excellent. And do you know what breed of duck she is?
A Khaki Campbell.
Now, is it both feet that seem to be affected or just one?
Both. So at first, my partner's literally been up to like 1 o'clock in the morning stressing because he thought maybe Myrtle had like splayed legs. But the thing is, as I said, like he can get up, but it's just, yeah, he just really prefers to just shuffle along the floor. Just really doesn't like getting up on his feet. And we've like even gotten him and just had a look at like under his feet as well, and there doesn't seem to be any like redness or inflammation or anything like that. But yeah, we're a little bit confused because the other two seem to be doing fine. As I said, there's one in there, he sort of does it, but nowhere near as bad as what Myrtle does.
Certainly. Well, I've got you booked in then for 12 o'clock. I've just sent you through a questionnaire. If you can just fill that out as best as you can, especially with the food that you're feeding, if it's a specific duck food, if you can just put the protein content, if you can, if you've got the packet, or to even just take a photo of it and just pop that on the questionnaire and just give us as much information as you can. For that. Send it through before your appointment. But I've got you booked in then at 12 o'clock today.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Okay, not a problem. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.